Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Maria Leniak. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides the background and interesting tidbits about the live music performed that evening. We hope that Steve's enthusiastic presentation will capture your emotions as we listen to several songs by a fantastic jazz singer, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. Her unique artistry has put in motion a career that knows no boundaries. She brings exciting new ideas to the jazz repertoire. Her vocal abilities are beyond comparison, and her search for lesser-known songs make her recordings a wonder to behold. She's been described as a postmodern cabaret singer, which really defines the vibe that she goes for. McLaurin-Salvant has become a major voice in modern jazz, whose influence will only grow through time. Blessed with impeccable technique, she brings an actor sensibility to her lyrics that bring the songs alive. So take it away, Steve.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Thanks for coming out to Jazz in the Hall. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. So give yourselves a hand. Yukon jazz vocalist and composer Fawn Fritzen will present a very personal program that explores how to say sorry and other lessons, featuring all new original music for us tonight. Given that, I'd like to highlight one of my personal favorite contemporary jazz singers. Her name is Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. She has just released her 5th recording and has established herself as one of the brightest lights on the jazz scene today. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant was born and raised in Miami, Florida, of a French mother and Haitian father. She started classical piano studies at 5 and began singing in a children's choir at 8 years old. Early on, she had developed an interest in classical voice. In 2007, Cecile moved to Aix-en-Provence, France, to study law, as well as classical and baroque voice, at the Darius Milhaud Conservatory. It was here, with reed player and teacher Jean-François Bonnel, that she started learning about jazz and sang with her first band. In 2009, after a series of concerts in Paris, she recorded her first album, self-titled Cecile, with Bonnel's Paris Quintet. In 2010, she won the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz International Vocals Competition. This is certainly one of the most prestigious competitions in the jazz universe. Cecile has toured with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, whose music director, Wynton Marsalis, was quoted in a 2017 New Yorker article as saying, "You get a singer like this once in a generation or two." American journalist, music writer, and author Ben Ratliff writes in the New York Times, "Her voice clamps into each song, performing careful variations on pitch, stretching words, but generally not scatting. Her face conveys meaning, representing sorrow or serenity, like a silent movie actor." An audience member once described her as a postmodern cabaret singer. Salvant says that her main jazz influence is the great Sarah Vaughan, recalling childhood memories of listening to her songs repeatedly. While strongly influenced by Sarah, vocalists such as Lady Day, Billie Holiday, the Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, and Betty Carter, who was dubbed Betty Bebop, also place among her favorites. McLaurin-Salvant describes her sound as jazz, blues, with elements of folk and musical theater. She composes music and lyrics that she sings in French, her native language, as well as in Spanish. She enjoys popularity in Europe and in the United States, performing in clubs, concert halls, and festivals. Salvant has performed at such significant jazz venues and festivals as the famous Ronnie Scott's in London, England, the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island, and at the historic Village Vanguard, located on 7th Avenue South in Greenwich Village, New York City. I'd like to sample a piece from her 2013 U.S. debut recording called Woman Child. Salvant's broad musical taste and ability to integrate influences into her very personal sound are at the heart of this fine recording. It doesn't hurt that she's backed by an all-star rhythm section of the aforementioned Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, including pianist Aaron Deal, bassist Rodney Whitaker, guitarist James Chirillo, and drummer extraordinaire Herlin Riley. In 2014, this recording was nominated for a Grammy. The song that I've chosen is called John Henry. John Henry is an African-American folk hero. He is said to have worked as a steel-driving man, a man tasked with hammering a steel drill into rock to make holes for explosives used to blast rock in the construction of a railroad tunnel. According to legend, John Henry's prowess as a steel driver was measured in a race against a steam-powered rock drilling machine, a race that he won, only to die in victory with hammer in hand as his heart gave out from stress. The story of John Henry is traditionally told in two types of songs, ballads, commonly called the Ballad of John Henry, and this version, which falls into the category called hammer songs, a type of work song, each with wide-ranging and varying lyrics. Deal's piano part here reminds me of a sophisticated take on the traditional African instrument called the mbira or thumb piano. This seems fitting as these work songs have their origins in the folk music of Africa. This is a decidedly jazzy take on a traditional song. This is number one, please, Jim. This is John Henry from Cecile McLaren Salvant Woman Child album, released in 2013.
Sir, this hammer's gonna be the death of me. This hammer's gonna be the death of me. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. John Henry said to his captain, "Now a man ain't nothing but a man. Before I let your steel drill bring me down, I will die with that hammer in my, I'll die with that hammer in my hand. I'll die with that hammer in my hand. I'll die with that hammer in my hand." John Henry said to his shaker, "Now shaker, why don't you sing? I'm shaking 12 pounds from my hip on down. Now don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel ring?" that poor man cry. He says, give me a cool drink of water before I die. Give me a cool drink of water before I die. Give me a cool drink of water before I die. Give me a cool drink of water before I die. John Henry went down that railroad track with a 12-pound hammer by his side. Yes, he went down the track, but he never came back because he laid down his hammer and he laid down his hammer and he laid down his hammer and he died. He laid down his hammer and he died. John Henry fell dead. I'm going where John Henry fell dead. I'm going where John Henry fell dead. I'm going where John Henry fell dead.
John Henry. Yeah. That's from Cecile's Woman Child, a recording released in 2013 on Mack Avenue Records. A brilliantly realized follow-up to Woman Child is 2015's For One to Love, McLaurin Salvant's third album. It is at its core a small group jazz album featuring a thoughtfully curated set of standards and originals. However, with Salvant at the mic, backed here with nuanced skill by pianist Aaron Deal, bassist Paul Sakivi, and drummer Lawrence Leathers, it's also a series of virtuoso performances, each one seemingly more engaging and emotionally resonant than the last. This recording won a Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal in 2016. In fact, Cecile, at age 26, became the youngest woman to win this prize in that category. The album salutes Salvant's distinctly female point of view. The same might be said of her sardonically faithful rendition of Burt Bacharach and Hal David's infamously misogynistic Wives and Lovers. This is a song of advice to married women to stay attractive and attentive to their man to avoid their husband straying with girls at the office. The song originated when Bacharach and David were asked to write a song with the title Wives and Lovers on the theme of marital infidelity as a promotional tie-in for the 1963 film of the same name. I hope that you enjoy Cecile's tongue-in-cheek rendition. This is number two, please, Jim. This is Wives and Lovers from For One to Love, released in 2015.
Comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. To you.
There are girls at the office and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curls. You may not see him again.
Wives and Lovers. 2017's Dreams and Daggers see Selvant investigating themes such as love and anger, joy and heartache, and the way these emotions are inextricably linked. Recorded live at the Village Vanguard and in studio at New York's Domena Center, the double disc set features Selvant on this thoughtfully curated selection of standards and originals. Once again, her trio of Aaron Deal, Paul Sakivi, and Lawrence Leathers collaborate. She is also joined at various times by a classical string ensemble, the Catalyst Quartet, who supply a cinematic layer of orchestration via Sakivi's gorgeously refined arrangements. This recording took the Grammy Award for the Best Jazz Vocal Album in 2018. The next track is called Mad About the Boy. It's a popular song with words and music by actor and playwright Sir Noel Coward. It was introduced in the 1932 review called Words and Music. The song deals with the theme of unrequited love for a film star. My sample comes near the end of Selvant's version, after her reading of the first verse and some wonderful instrumental work from her band. We'll hear the final verses where she emphasizes the mad part of the song's title. So this is number three, please, Jim. This is Mad About the Boy.
Gay appeal that makes me feel there may be something sad. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue, in some strange way I'm glad about the boy. I'm hardly sentimental. Love isn't so sublime. I've got to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste my time. If I could employ some kind of magic that would finally destroy this love
that pains me and enchains me, but I can't, because I'm mad about the
That's Cecile's version of Mad About the Boy from her Dreams and Daggers recording from 2017. Her latest album, released in the fall of 2018, called The Window, was recorded as a duo with Sullivan Fortner on piano and organ, but also features Melissa Aldana on tenor saxophone for the final track. Aldana won the 2013 Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz International Saxophone Competition. "I'm not interested in the idea of relevance," Salvant said in a press release for The Window. "I am interested in the idea of presence." In refusing to pander either to easy nostalgia or to current trends, she touches on something timeless. This recording also won a Grammy Award for the Best Jazz Vocal Album in 2019. That's the hat trick, three in a row. The song that I'd like to sample was written by Lorenz Hart and Richard Rogers. It's called Everything I've Got Belongs to You. It was created for the musical By Jupiter from 1942. The show is based on the play The Warrior's Husband by Julian F. Thompson and is set in the land of the Amazons. In Greek mythology, the Amazons were a tribe of women warriors. They were brutal and aggressive, and their main concern in life was war. Given that background, I'd like to give you a sample of some of the lyrics that Larry Hart wrote. "I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife that I'm learning to do, but everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. Hammerlock holds, I've mastered a few, but everything I've got belongs to you." For years, I've listened to the version of this tune recorded by jazz singer and pianist Blossom Dearie, but have come to love this brief take by McLaurin Salvant, accompanied by pianist Sullivan Fortner. Let's hear how Cecile interprets these somewhat scary lyrics. That's number four, please, Jim. Everything I've Got Belongs to You.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, and everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. Hammerlock holds, I've mastered a few, and everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two. And everything I've got, ooh, it's not a lot. Everything I've got belongs to you.
Cecile McLaurin Salvant. This is from her Windows recording from 2018. In January of this year, famed American soprano Jessie Norman announced that she had chosen jazz singer Cecile McLaurin Salvant as the next recipient of the Glenn Gould Protégé Prize. Norman was awarded the 12th Glenn Gould Prize in 2018, which gave her $100,000 and the honor of choosing the recipient of the Protégé Prize. Worth $15,000, this prize is given to an outstanding young artist who shows the promise of an exceptional lifetime contribution to enriching the human condition through the arts, similar to the promise of a young Glenn Gould. Singer, songwriter, a unique voice supported by an intelligence and full-fledged musicality which light up every note she sings, Norman explained. There is an intense yet quiet confidence in her music making that I find compelling and thoroughly enjoyable. I have to agree with Ms. Norman, who knows a thing or two about singing. That concludes my brief look at the music of Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. I urge everyone to check her out. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That vocal mastery Cecile McLaurin-Salvant possesses is as rare as it is mesmerizing. We recorded the live presentation in March 2019. We invite you to further explore her ever-expanding repertoire to discover a truly unique musical talent. To help you along, we have one more track from Cecile. It's from the Window album, entitled Visions.
People hand in hand, have I lived to see the milk and honey land, where hate's a dream and love forever stands? Or is this a vision in my mind? Somehow all men feel they are truly free at last. Have we really gone this far through space and time? Or is this a vision in my mind? Are green, they only turn to brown when autumn comes around. I know just what I say, today's not yesterday, and all things have. But what I'd like to know is, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or do we have to find our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds?
This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon, a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an integrated annual program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gate is our producer, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening.